Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the East Anglia's EDL radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. East Anglia's EDL radio show, the official voice of the EDL and the official show of the EDL. And the co-host of the show this evening is my dear friend, Kel Red Fox Blogger, and she's standing in tonight. Thank you so much, Kel. Good evening. Good to see you this evening.
Hi, Jeff. It's my pleasure. I don't mind helping out at all. Poor Tommy, he's working late in the office tonight, so I hope I can fill his boots.
I'm sure you certainly can, Kel. Yes, as I say, like, ladies and gentlemen, young Tommy English, he can't make it to the show this evening because he's tied up in the office. I'm not literally tied up, but I couldn't resist that, Kel. But he can't... he can't join us this evening, but never mind. He sent everybody that his love and that, and he'll be on the show tomorrow. So there you go. I thought I'd just pass that information along to our listeners out there. Also, we have a great guest who's calling in very soon, and that is the chairman of the committee of the EDL, and that's our very own Mr. Tim Ablett. And we're all looking forward to listening to Tim. Way forward, actually, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, for the EDL. So it'd be great when Tim calls in, and he should be calling in, say, any time. But just before we do that, I've got to do something. Well, I've also got Cat Strangler 101 and Mr. Tim Burton there, but something I must read out before we do anything. And this is something that was from earlier when I spoke to Ivan. In preparation, this is a statement from the committee and the EDL. In preparation for the January meeting of the committee to discuss the way forward for the EDL, we are asking supporters of the EDL to put forward any suggestions that they may have to move the EDL forward. They can also include this can include ROs, demos, new divisions, etc. Any reasonable suggestions will be considered and be discussed. Please write your suggestions to your regional organiser, email eanangleian@gmail.com. And there's another one just here, guys, who will bring them to the meeting to discussion. And alternatively, you can email them to chairman EDL at hushmail.com. Repeat, chairman EDL at hotmail.com. So that's a statement that I wanted to make just as we opened up the show for this evening, guys, before we have Mr. Ablett on the show. I also see Sue from New Mexico. Sue, it's always a blessing to see you sitting there on your phone listening to the show as usual. But with that, I'm going to bring our very own Cat Strangler 101, Mr. Tim Burton, into the studio. Welcome, Tim. Good to see you this evening.
Yes, good evening, Jeff, and good evening, Kel. Nice to speak to you both. And I'm looking forward to Mr. Tim Ablett coming on the show and seeing what he's got to say. Excuse me. Seeing what he has to say.
Yeah, you've got a little frog in your throat. I'll get one of them frogs in my throat now and again.
Yes, I know.
It's
all right.
it's always great to have you on the panel, Tim, because you're always very much informative. But what I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, when Mr. Ablett calls in, maybe we'll open the lines up, maybe say about 9:15, and that give people the time to call in, and if you make the questions. Yeah, short and sweet, because it might be quite busy. So please do. And of course, if you've got the Skype number, if you've got Skype and you're a Blog Talk Radio user, left click on the Skype button and wait for the prompts, and when it says, do you want to talk to the host or listen to the show, you'll press 1, and then you'll be in the queue. But if you're not, and you're outside the USA, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. I repeat, 001-858-777-5934. So there you go. So it's quite possible that it might get rather busy a little bit later on when we have Tim on the show, won't it, Kel? So might make preparations just for the that occurrence. Guys, we have a demonstration coming up this Saturday. And that's another great thing that we've got Tim on the show. It's just a little bit of a build-up for the demo to Saturday. I see there's been a few articles for they're calling police in from all over the country and this, that, and the other. There's a couple of little articles that I probably will we'll get into a little bit later on during the show. it should be, everybody's looking forward to the demonstration this weekend. I know young Tommy English here, he's really looking for it. It's going to be a bit of a trek for him. He's got about 5 different connections before he gets there. And a lot of people do exactly the same, you know, from all over the country. The length of the breadth of the country our members come from. It's always a great honour when you see people, you know, from one side of the country, and you see the division on the beginning. My God, they come away, and, you know, a long way. But it just goes to show you, doesn't it, Kel? It's the passion. People just want to be there to do what we mm-hmm. do. So as I say, it's a bit of build-up, demo fever, pre-demo, because it's Thursday tonight, isn't it? So we'll be really hyping it up for tomorrow as well, like we normally do. So, Tim, it looks like we've got a very busy evening this evening, doesn't it?
Well, it does indeed. And if you want to call me Kat instead of Tim, so we don't get our wires crossed, I don't want to be answering his questions, and I'm quite sure he won't want to be answering mine. So please feel free to call me Kat or Puss or Tiddles or something like that, you know, just to distinguish me from your
yeah,
guest.
Yeah, we'll call you, this evening, we'll call you Kat.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we'll call you Kat.
For a moment there, I thought you were going to say Tiddles, and I thought, oh, no, he's taking me seriously.
No, I was going to say Pussy, but no, it don't sound appropriate, does it?
Cat will be fine. Let's just leave it at that.
I know. And you know I'm laughing and joking here, Tim. You know
It's just I know if we get any further into this conversation, we're just going to be in no fit state for when your chairman comes on. We'll just be falling about laughing.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
But it's nice to have a bit of humour, you know. And
serious show.
But yes, certainly. Actually, we have got something really that's pretty cool. Kel's sorted this out for me earlier on. And this is... Kel, would you like to explain a little bit before we, hopefully, Mr. Tim Albert calls in? Would you like to explain to our listeners a little bit about this EDL new advertisement?
Oh, I would love to. Well, as everybody knows, Martin Hive, he does a lot of the voiceover work for the EDL on the YouTube clips, and Martin sent this to me this morning. This is the brand new commercial for EDL Radio, and do you want me to play it right now, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please, Kel. I'm really
Here
looking
we go.
Forward to it.
Okay.
If you are sick and tired of listening to the lies you hear from politicians and the mainstream media about Islam, and you want to hear the truth about the crimes that are committed in its name, in your country and all around the world, then please tune in to the East Anglian EDL Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com on Thursdays, Fridays and Sundays at 8:30 GMT and 3:30 EDT. For analysis, updates and news about Islam without any of the lies and political correctness that you hear in the mainstream media, and for updates, news and information about the English Defence League, then come and join us on Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen to all our previous broadcasts at any time by visiting the East Anglian EDL Radio Show archive. The East Anglian EDL Radio Show, the official radio show of the English Defence League.
What can you say about that, Kel? Oh, that's just, it's blown me away. That is absolutely, I've got to thank Martin for that. Thank you so much, Mr. Hyde, for that, putting that together for us. And it just helps the show run along, doesn't it? It's lovely. What can I say, Kel? I think I've gone red.
He's got a very compelling voice, hasn't he? I think he's a great voiceover for that piece of music. Really good.
I think so. Yeah. Very very much so. I've noticed that before. You know, as soon as we heard him do, was it the EDL Class Wars? Class War, wasn't it, Kel? The first and when I spoke to Ivan, he said the same as me. It sent a shiver up his spine. It was done so well, so compelling, and you just want to listen to, you know, when you hear a voice like that, and what we're talking about, it means so much, and it's so powerful for our listeners, isn't it? It really draws you forward. It's like a magnet. It draws you towards it, doesn't it? Or that light, you know, it draws you towards the light sort of thing.
Yes.
But, I was going to say, I'm not sure... I've got someone called Sukit, I don't know, Kel. There's someone here.
That's okay. You guys carry on and I'll go into the green room.
Okay, thank you, Kel. Yes, as I say, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as I say, we've got Mr. Tim Ablett, chairman of the committee of the EDL, and he'll be on very soon. And it could be possibly we got, that might be Mr. Ablett himself now. So I've just had a little message come through on my phone, so you bear with me, guys. That's something else. As I say, hopefully when Tim calls in, there'll probably be a few people that wants to ask a few questions about, you know, the way forward, what we're doing. And as I read out earlier, these things, I mean, if you, you know, get in touch with those email addresses we gave you for anything that you maybe think can help towards EDL, because that's what we've had an EDL video made before about what can you do for the EDL, what can you do? So that's what we're asking for input. We're asking people out there, what would you like us to do, or what do you think that we move forward, how, you know, different direction. But I think what we've been doing for quite a while now has been the right way, and I think at one stage people weren't thinking, are we going to go political? There was that time when Tommy Robinson and Kevin Carroll joined with the British Freedom Party, but that didn't quite come to fruit. But you know, we realised that the way forward for the EDL is not a political alignment as such, but as its own entity. Would you not agree with that, statement, Tim. Would you? I don't know how you feel about that. I think it's its own entity. It's not. It's a pressure group, a very well-organized pressure group now, as I say, a global pressure group. And it seems that this is the way that we're moving forward. But as I say, come January, there might be other, you know, other directions that we might go. We don't know. So this is what is all in the...
I mean, I'd certainly say that the history of the EDL as a street protest group has, over the past 4 years, proved very successful in many ways in waking people up to the threat that would encompass us all if Islam is allowed to expand unrestrained and unchecked. And as a street protest group, I think its effectiveness has been very good, and I think we've seen signs, certainly in recent months, of how effective it has been. Obviously, when the EDL first came into being, the powers that be, the mainstream media and the government, went out of their way to denounce it as just a bunch of right-wing hooligans, racist bigots, extremists, fascists, Islamophobes, that sort of thing. And it's in recent months the picture's been turned around entirely, and you only have to look at the poll, which I have mentioned in the past, that was that took place on BBC Sunday Morning Live, where 95% of the public in that poll thought that the EDL had every reason to be given a platform to expound their views, and that was, I'm sure, a complete eye-opener for
response,
people. That,
wasn't it?
It was a complete eye-opener.
I mean, the look at that woman's face was is total shock and bewilderment.
Priceless.
She can't believe it.
So
I
was just going to answer your question. As a street protest group, I think it certainly has been effective. You could say there are pros and cons with a street protest group, but I think you've got to be very careful when you're thinking about making a transition from a street protest group to a purely political group. There's all sorts of dynamics which may change during that kind of transition, and if they're not handled carefully, then the result may not be what you want. I'm not saying that at some point that there wouldn't be advantages in moving to a political, more politically oriented group, or changing from a street protest group to a politically orientated group. What I'm saying is that you've got a lot going for it now, and
I've got to stop you short there, because we have got our guest. I hope you don't mind. We But we've got
Mr. Later.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Now we'll continue that in a little while. Maybe Tim would like to take part in that conversation that we was just having. But ladies and gentlemen, I've got to. I'm very pleased and honoured to present to you tonight our very own Mr. Tim Ablett, Chairman of the Committee of the EDL. So with that, you are live, Tim. Go ahead. It's good to have you on the show this evening.
Good evening, everybody. I'm glad to join you tonight.
It's a great pleasure, and I think everybody's been looking forward to having you on the show, Tim. And as I say, like to have you come on the show, and hopefully maybe answer a few questions. You know, there's probably a lot of people going to call in, so it's so cool to have you on the show this evening. And as I say, I did read a little statement out that Ivan asked me earlier on about January. So maybe you'd like to expand on that a little bit, Tim, if you didn't mind.
The idea is we have a management committee with no more leaders, as has been in the past. We're intending to bring into the organisation more democracy, so the people on the street have got a direct line to the ROs, or whoever's voted in on the management committee, so they can actually say their views instead of people listening from afar. One of the things that
I think my own personal opinion is it's a great idea. I think it's the way forward. It's good that we're doing it with like within a democracy type thing, where there's no, you know, not a leader, but you've got your ROs and that. But and I think that possibly that in my conclusion, I think that's a great move for Tim.
Well, it's been called for a long time, and it was never able to be put in effect. We did try 2 years ago, but it didn't work. The ROs are committed to the EDL and taking it forward. It will always remain a street movement. There's no intention of ever doing the political line. No. Whether it changes from street demos to more direct action, I don't know. That's something to be discussed and people's views to be taken into account. But all this doom and gloom of the EDL is going to end at Christmas, I can assure you it's not. It's actually stronger.
No, it's not. You know, I've said this before, Tim. I said, you know, that people have come too far because people walk away from the EDL. Yes, the leading figures. And that's, you know, we're an entity. The EDL is an entity in itself. And it's not going away. It's just, well, we are a global movement, aren't we now? You know,
sure,
we've got defence leave right away across the globe. And we're not going to walk away. We're not going to do. It's just not.
We're too big. We've made in the 4 years a massive impact on the government's viewpoint. It seems to be we make a statement and protest at a demo, then 6 months later the same issue that we were protesting about is somehow the government claim it's their idea.
They don't want to give any perspective to the EDL that we put the pressure on them to change things, that they're wording things the way that we've been calling for quite a while. All of a sudden they decide maybe that's a good idea, but we can't leave it to the, we can't say it's anything to do with the EDL. I mean, that's it, that's the way that it is, isn't it?
Well, you take the instance of the paedophilia court cases. 2 years ago, it wouldn't even be mentioned, would it? Now, I mean, I open the paper every day, and there's some form of Muslim paedophilia gang in court. So we've raised that issue to the front, and people are well aware. Same as the FGM issue, which is coming to the fore now. 3 months' time, that'll be all that's in the news as well. So the street movement, in the 4 years it's been in existence, has done a lot of good for this country. A lot of good.
It's been a phenomenon. I can never pronounce that word, Tim. I hope you don't mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd say this is the first time that I've actually, because I was going to try to have a little conference call with Mr. Ablett just before we don't show, but I say with different things, we just didn't get around to it. But it's, as I say, Tim, it's so good to have you on the show, because I think everybody was, you know, you get people out there saying, well, what's the EDL doing without Tommy Robinson and Ken Cowell? But they don't seem to realise that the ROs have run things for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. The thing is about Tommy and Kev is they were very charismatic and they spoke well. But in the background, the ROs have always done the work. So, you know, the instructions have been given down from the twins, and then the ROs have done the work. So, to that extent, nothing has changed. It'd be the ROs are doing the work. In fact, they're doing more work now because the Tommy's moved on and Kev's moved on. I wish them all the best in their new adventure. But the EDL is not just Tommy and Kev. The EDL is the foot soldiers who are on the streets. We had the benefit of Tommy for 4 years. He's a great showman, and I'm sure he's got a plan for whatever he wants to do in the future. But he's actually done us a favour, to be honest.
It has stirred the pan up a bit. If you don't mind me saying it like that, but it's just put things. It's made people more busy, you know, getting things in a proper perspective, as you say, more democratic without a leader or co-leaders as such.
There still have to be someone who fronts it up, and whoever that person is who wants to do it, good luck, because it means the same thing that's happened to Tommy, you lose your life. So it's got to be someone who's pretty dedicated.
I agree. I've always said that you know, to actually walk in the same shoes as Tommy or Kevin, there comes a price that you've got to pay if you're in the spotlight, and you know that you can be pinpointed by any of these nasty people out there who want to cause just death and destruction. I think most of us know this, Tim, you know, ever since we've been a part of, you know, I mean, that, what could have happened at Dewsbury? I mean, it didn't put people off. Yeah, it made people think, there are some really nasty people out there who are going to cause a lot of, carnage, if possible. I do believe it's a greater God stepped in to stop that day happening, because that could have been absolutely...
Well, I think people need to realise is the EDL is here to stay. We've got to draw the line in the sand regarding Tommy and Kev. It's all historic now. You know, none of the ROs, including myself as a senior RO, knew it was going to happen. It was a bombshell 4 days before the national we had.
Yeah, I mean, this is what and I tried to put, you know, actually, Tim, when I was doing when we spoke on the show, I said, the thing about it is, to our listeners, I said that even our ROs who were close to Tommy and Kev didn't know that they was going to do this move.
No, not at
this
all.
This was out of the blue, and, of course, it was a bombshell drop. And, of course, it was just having to regroup and see where we were going. We were still moving on, but you just had to regroup. It's right, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah. So, which is what we've started the process. The EDL won't change much in the terms of its presentation or what it does, apart from a few new ideas that will come into play next year. But we want to hear from the foot soldiers. We want to know what they want to do. And how they want things to be run, to be honest.
I think that's a great way forward, Tim.
Yeah, it's got to be.
This is what I say, you know, what I read out earlier, that, you know, that statement was so important, that people, you know, the foot soldiers, the people go the length of breadth of the country, that their voice is so important for the way we move forward. So I think what you said there sums it up, really, Tim. So, looking forward
to it. Make no mistake, there's a lot of hard work to do between now and January or February. But, you know, I'm pretty confident with the ROs we've got that it'll be achieved. So I've got no real worries about that. What I do worry about is people who think they know the EDL and want to take it over. That's my biggest concern.
No, we can't
have that. Well, you know, people try. There's already names in the mix that they want to do this and they're going to do that. Well, I've been doing this 4 years, and
yeah, I know you have, Tim.
If someone thinks they can do a better job, I'll step away tomorrow. I haven't got a problem with that whatsoever. But you better make damn sure the person that comes in place of me and the others better be better than we are at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's, it's good that you put your cards on the table, because people really want to know. You know, you're feeling about things. You sound very confident about the future of the EDL. I mean, it's quite obvious. I mean, we all do, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it will continue. It's got to continue because it's got a role in the English way of life. You know, we've got Exeter coming up this weekend. The police have been extremely helpful, but they know we're under a threat, because every demo we get specific threats on people's lives and blah, 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 that sort of rubbish. But they take it seriously. They know the EDL don't start the trouble. They know it's usually the opposition in terms of the Antifa and the Muslims who cause the trouble, because our guys are just normal, run-of-the-mill, working-class guys out to make a point. They're not out to make trouble. So this is the last one of the this weekend. It's going to be fabulous. You know, it's going to be good. We've got some motivational speakers. And what I'm trying to stress to people is draw the line in the sand about the Tommy and Kev case. Forget about it. They've gone. You know, they're doing their own thing. They've got their own plan. They've done a massive favour because he's actually spoken out in a different way, which has actually helped us. So, yeah, I'm unhappy with the way they left, and I would have thought a bit more trust would have been more appropriate. But I understand. I understand why, and I understand what he's doing. But my job is now to pull everything back in line. We're already from this weekend, got two sources of merchandise turning up at Exeter. So the money stream will be back online because, guys, we need money to buy the .org site, which is the most important thing in this organisation. That's our front piece. So negotiated two deals this week. So that's good because for the past year we've not had the facility. So I'm really, really, really positive about it.
I agree that, you know, I mean, I spoke to Ivan before, but it's so important that we, you know, put these things in place, you know, that we have got, the donation thing. Once again, that people can donate to our organisation. So it'd be great to see that up and running again as well, wouldn't it, Tim?
It will. I mean, it takes time. We had a few setbacks last year on finance. And it's going to take me a while to rebuild that confidence and trust. So what I'm saying is bear with us. So the merchandise from two sources this weekend, you know, our own official one and then an outsourced one. So people have got choice. So I'm trying to bring it back down to the street level a little bit. Just, you know, all people have got to do now is just talk to their RO direct, and that RO will bring into our forum the issues. Trust me, the ROs speak to each other second by second in our forums if there's issues going on. There's always constant contact. So anybody who got an issue, talk to your RO. The RO bring it to the general conversation and discussion, and then decisions can be made on that. So that's different. That's changed. But it brings it back
down to
people.
Which is really better. It's more positive, isn't it, with that way?
Yeah.
Way forward.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Tim, if you don't mind, I'd just like to just to introduce you to, we've got a co-host tonight, which is Kel. She's got her own show, and she's a co-host, and she's helping me out tonight like she's done many times before. She helps very much with the sometimes putting the slides in for the shows and that. So I'd like to introduce you to our. I know you've been. I think Kel. You know, she sent you a couple of messages and that. So
yeah.
I'd like to introduce you to Kel personally.
Okay.
So Kel.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
You're very welcome,
Tim. It's very nice to meet you, and welcome to the program. We're honored that you could join us in your busy schedule to be with us today.
Thank you very much for that.
We have a few questions from the chat room, and when you're ready to take questions, I have a little list here for you later on. But I am very, very happy that you could be here and address the members of the English Defense League. There has been a lot of excitement in your appearance being here today, and I don't know if you can see the chat room, but it is very busy out there, and the switchboard is already filling up. So you have a high interest, so thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, fine, great, no worries. I'll answer any questions. You know, people want to know if I can answer them. I'll answer them. If I can't, I'll come. I'll say I can't, and I'll get the answers.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as I say, I knew that we would be getting some questions coming from the chat room. We probably have some callers be sitting on hold as well. But what we'd like for you to just to come onto the show and open the show up with just a few things we're discussing about the way that we're going to be moving forward. And as I say, next year in January, it is January, isn't it, Tim? It's going to be
January.
The Yeah, the meeting. So as I say, we're looking forward to it, because then that'd be 2014. Is it going to be another year for the infidels, Tim?
As in what, mate? In what terms?
No, we used to say before, this is going to be another year for the infidels, you know, and is it going to be another one of our good years again, Tim? I would say yes, myself personally.
I view it as a rebuilding year. Yeah, it'd be good. We're already discussing which areas to hit next year. But like I say, I've got some ideas about some more direct action on the streets, which will cause our profile to be raised. I'm not going to say any more than that at the moment, because it's obviously in planning stage. But having demos is a great way, but there comes a time when that sort of level of commitment of 6 or 8 a year, plus all the sort of regional ones, time for fresh thinking and new thinking. So all I can say is watch your space at the moment, because that won't come into play until January, where we'll do those discussions and over the Christmas period, and then make the decisions at our meeting in the end of January. But it's all going to be subject to what people want to do. I'm conscious that now that money is tight and people are travelling at their own expense all over the country, up and down. I mean, I'm going to take Bournemouth as an example. In recent weeks, they just go out on Thursday nights and canvass the known issue areas. No trouble. I mean, last Thursday they put out 400 leaflets on a Thursday evening in the middle of Bournemouth. From that, it raised a lot of interest. So, stuff like that, really.
They're
out 3 nights a week.
It's something that most of us, I mean, like myself, I've always got some, I've been in town, I've always got my flyers, I've got my car, for the radio show. And it just, when I start talking, I've heard about the radio show, and then I'll give them a call. I say, well, tune in to the show, getting more involved. And that's the sort of conversations that I have, meeting new people. As you do, you meet people, you might be in a cab having a cup of tea, Tim, and you get chatting to a couple of people and pass them a card. And it's just amazing how much interest and people really have heard about what the EDL's doing and thinking in a more positive way. At one time, going back a few years ago, it used to be EDL. Yeah, well, I don't know about it. But these days, people have become more positive with the thinking about the EDL. It's quite obvious with the with that show that was on the BBC, 95% people think that the EDL should have a forum and be able to air their views, which is a massive, massive response to the opinion maybe a few years ago, Tim. Would you not agree?
Yeah, quite agree. The air respectability is still a bit low, unfortunately, but, we're going to have to work on that. But I agree with what you just said.
That is it. I mean, there's all certain things that people say, this and that, but I say this, but you've got to realise that we are a grass street movement, and people come in all shapes, all sizes, and everybody's a little bit different. We're all individuals in ways, and now and again it might not, people might, get a bit umpy about maybe, so. But you always going to get that, because we're in, quite a big organisation. And people can come off the street. I mean, what it's like, Tim. You're on a demonstration, and even the locals join. And the locals could, before you know it, the locals could be started, there's a few things going, and it's the locals involved. Of course, it's all to do with the EDL. That seems to be the case, that we get the blame for everything, but the police becoming more respectable now. They seem to realise that the problems aren't us.
Yeah, agree.
They know.
I was wondering if Tim would be ready to take some calls. We've got some calls here that I was wondering if Tim would like to address.
Yeah, no problem. That's fine.
Our first caller is Dave Paxton, and he has a question about outside groups, and I'm going to bring him on right now, Jeff, and let Dave address him with that one. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Hello, Dave.
Thank you, mate. All right. Question I want to ask the leadership of the EDL is that how are you going to support outside groups, other DLs, like the Legion Defense League and all these outside groups that sprang up because of EDL, and I don't think they got the support they needed before.
Historically, a lot of these groups that have been set up, we've dropped the term splinter because we don't want to be associated with a lot of them. They don't adhere to our code of conduct, our mission statement. So in running respect, when Tommy made the statement about, he made reference to two demos and neo-Nazis being invited and they were included in the demos, he's absolutely right. Absolutely right. We do not want to be associated with any organization that's tainted with a neo-Nazi taint in it. So I'm not going to name organizations. I'm not going to name names. But the thing is, we are strong enough and big enough to stand on our own. These little groups feed off the EDL status and volume of people who support it. So the decision's been taken at the last meeting is that unless the group actively agrees with our mission statement, which has been the same mission statement from day one, then we can't support their ideals in terms of white pride and that sort of rubbish. And I'm vehemently, vehemently against any form of racism in terms of Nazism. So on that...
Well, I was going to say... Dave, I hope that's answered your question. We have got other calls. I hope you don't mind if we keep it short and sweet, Dave. I'm glad you asked that question. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dave. I was going to say, and we have got Jan Rennie. You probably know Jan, Tim. From the Christian Defence League. So I was wondering if we'll bring Jan on. I think she's got a question for you as well. Jan, would you like to speak to Tim?
Yes, hi,
Go
Tim.
Ahead.
Hi, Jan, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. My question is first and foremost, but I've got another question after the statement you've just made afterwards. Can you tell me what stance the EDL are going to take in the future regarding Israel?
That's under negotiation at the moment.
Can you tell me why it's under negotiation?
Because it may not be one of the factors that we concentrate so much on, if you get my drift.
No, I don't get your drift, because I have heard that when Tommy makes his new organisation, that he is going to support Israel, and the EDL is not going to support Israel, which in itself makes it look like we are Nazis.
I get your point.
And that's wrong. The EDL have always supported Israel. And I, as an EDL person, will always support EDL. So are we to be ostracized because we're still EDL, but Tommy decides to take Israel with him and we're put separate and we no longer support Israel? I don't need an answer to that. I'm just putting it out there for people to hear.
Hang on, Jan, let me come back on that, please. Yeah, I sort of take your point. The point is, we won't support Israel. We'd always support Israel in terms of showing support. But there's more factors in the equation than just pushing that out as being a pro-Jewish. Yeah, we'll support Israel.
We don't need to push it out there as pro-Jewish. We can still support them
without mentioning it.
But
exactly.
To be deemed as people that we no longer support Israel is fundamentally wrong. My second point is the statement you just made, okay, about these, what you don't call splinter groups anymore.
No, But there are
I
groups.
Don't know. You're talking about this white pride flag movement and all this crap. I'm talking about good, decent men who have been ostracized from the EDL, who have had to form, unwillingly, their own teams of people. I'm not talking about, you know who I'm talking about. Well, I'm not even going to mention the man's name.
No.
But you
no
know
thanks.
That faction that are Nazis. I'm talking about the decent people that have their own movements because they've been ostracized from the EDL. Are they still to be kept out of the equation? Are they still to be ostracized like they're some kind of vermin? These are
patriots. They're not treated like vermin at all.
Well, they are as long as they're excluded from the EDL. What is unity? Where is the unity?
Jan, I just
the
made
the Muslims have unity. They are united. And this is where they're going to gain ground. And
Jan,
as long as we've got splinters, it's not going to work. It's not going to work as long as we have splinters. If we've got good patriots that are not Nazis, then they should not be ostracized. And
that's what
I've got to say. And that's why I've rang up.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Jan, but there's some of these people that you allude to, the circumstances in which they left the EDL make it
I don't know the circumstances, but I do know they're good patriots.
Yeah, I'm talking about...
I was going to say, Jan, If we keep the tape is a bit short because, as I say, we have got a busy show this evening. Tim, did you want to clarify anything with Jan just before, because we've got other callers waiting
in line. We'll support Israel, but we need to know what I'm basically trying to say is we need to know what the supporters want and which way they want it to go. It's not
Can I just interrupt you here, Tim?
Hang on, let me finish, Jan, because I haven't finished. As for people who've gone off and done their own movement, there's usually a reason which has made them leave the EDL and also sometimes makes it impossible for them to come back into the EDL. Now, if anybody wants to come and talk to me, I've said it before and I'll say it again, come and talk to me on the phone or face-to-face and we can sort the issues out. But I will never, ever, ever let a neo-Nazi supporter back in the EDL.
I'm not talking about neo-Nazis. I'm talking about good patriots.
Yeah, but...
It may be upset Tommy Kev and their PR. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
Their PA, should I say.
Yeah, well, that's not
that's
fair.
That's personal... That is personal argument. Argument. Should not come in to a movement.
Okay. Jane, I'd like to thank you for... annoyed about, but I hope Tim has answered you the best way. As I say, there's still negotiations going on, and I'm sure as time goes by, you will see it come into view more. I think that's all that I really want to say. But thank you so much once again for your call. As I say, people, these are the questions that we got to answer the questions to, haven't we, Tim? So, and sometimes, people don't always get the right answers that they want. But that is just, these are the things that we're in discussion. That's all we can really say, isn't it? Would you not say that, Tim, that we're in discussion about things? And when we have the meeting, a lot of things have been more clarification, and then we are looking forward, aren't we? So, and that's what we're trying to do.
The people that fall out with Tommy and Kev, for any reason, I don't know all the reasons. I know some, but I don't know all the reasons. And all I'm saying is, if you, these patriots who want to rejoin, are welcome to rejoin, but they need to come and talk to me first.
I think that's the way, Tim. For people, genuine, they've got dreams about things and they want to talk to you, then talk to you, as I say, on the phone or whatever. And then you can allay their problems. And if it's okay, all good, then yeah, of course they can rejoin. But as I say, in the end, it's got to make the decisions, haven't you, Tim?
Yeah.
That's what it's about, and all about our roles. That's what it's about. So it's a democracy. And that's what I think what we're really trying to put forward, that we're doing things more democratically now. And I think we've got to be quite strong on that. That is the way we're looking forward. It's more people, more, as you say, more of the foot soldiers, sort of, well, there's things that they want to talk about. So, you know, this is what I think is opening the forum up for them to do.
Can I just make a point?
Go ahead, Tim.
I'm not sitting here defending Tommy Robinson, but neither am I going to take the flak for what Tommy and Kev did. This is a new start for the EDL. I appreciate people are unhappy with Tommy and what went on with Kev and all that sort of rubbish. But at the end of the day, I'm a new person. I'm not Tommy and I'm not Kev. My way of doing things is slightly different. So.
Yeah. No. That's right. It's a new way forward, Tim.
Don't kill Kissinger.
very good point. I was going to say we've got one of our dear American friends out there, Michael Green. He's been very much part of our panel of late. I was wondering if you'd like to take a call from, like, maybe Michael would like to say hello to you, Tim.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Michael, you're speaking to Mr. Tim Ablett, the chairman of the EDL committee. Would you like to go ahead and say hello or whatever you want to do there?
Hello.
Yes, hello, Tim Ablett. It's an honor. It's a great pleasure to speak to you. I live in the United States, and I've been, like many people in the West, concerned about the onslaught of Islamic fascism. I've been following the EDL for a number of years, and I think you're a tremendous organization and, of course, of the utmost importance that an organization like the EDL exists, and I wish you Godspeed and many great breakthroughs in your battle.
Thank you, Michael.
I wanted to let you know that, yes. So I've given much study to Islam for many reasons. My only sister died in a Muslim country many years ago. I don't hate Muslims, you know, that's the thing, and you know, from being so involved in the EDL, it's not that we look at individual Muslims and have hatred for them. It's the ideology. It's a fascist ideology and oppressive and intolerant. And, of course, we don't want it to impinge on our Western cultures and our Judeo-Christian lifestyles and principles. And, of course, that's what's happening.
That's the problem, Michael. That's the problem. I go to America a lot because I've got interests over there plus family. We've had an open gate policy for immigration for 13 years. The population of Muslims has increased something like 2.3 to 3 million, plus with their breeding patterns, we're being overrun. We're not asked if we want these people in our country because they do not integrate one iota. They form their own enclaves and they exclude the British way of life to the benefit of the Muslim way of life. And if we make comment about how they're impinging on our life, we're the ones that get the flak and we're the ones that are called racists. So our country is at a point of, I feel, getting towards social breakdown because with the advent of Eastern Europeans coming in en masse in January, we're screwed. We can't stop the Europeans coming in. We can stop the Pakistanis and the other Arabs coming in, but they choose not to. So I have to think deep, and I think it's a plan. It's a plan of some sort. I don't know what it is, but I do know my country is changing too much. So, you know, I have links in America, and I see the same patterns happening in Texas happening here, the way they operate, the way they come in, the way they take over businesses, blah, blah, blah. It's happening there, my friend, as well.
Absolutely. It's a stealth jihad. we are, you know, fully aware of that. And yes, America is not at the level or extent that the UK is yet, and I hope people will continue to wake up and recognize this great threat. You know, here in America, we have Muslim enclaves also, and they don't assimilate. They will not associate with non-Muslims. I mean, I see that clearly in many communities. They keep amongst themselves because, you know, we're the infidel, the kuffar, unclean, so forth and so far, and all that rhetoric. I've been very involved with the U.S. military, too, and, you know, British warfighters have done great sacrifices in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm very involved with the Wounded Warrior movement in America. So, you know, we see on the battlefield what the enemy does, and it's the same ideology, whether it's in one of their countries and they're fighting with IEDs or suicide bombers or AK-47s, or, of course, they're in America or the U.K. Attempting or perpetrating violent acts of terrorism or plotting acts of terrorism, or not the ones that are necessarily going to be violent, but they're supporting the violent jihad.
My viewpoint is, my personal viewpoint is, there's no such thing as a moderate Muslim, because their backward ideology with the book that was written in the Stone Age has not moved with the times, has not modernized. They don't want to assimilate with us. Not one. They want to control us, they want to take us over. And, you know, from my point of view, I'll fight to my dying breath to stop it. What I would say is that the EDL have done more to raise the Islamic militant issue on the streets than any other organization in the world.
Yeah, we've been leading the world, actually, Tim. I think a couple of years ago, there was an article written that said like that the EDL was leading the world in the anti-jihadist fight back, whatever. So, so that was publicised going back a couple of years ago, and we still do, don't we?
We've got problems in Europe as well with the defence leagues, because, you know, some of them are being hijacked by the neo-Nazis. We're aware of it, and we disassociate ourselves from them and break links off. I'm thinking of two DLs at the moment. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. But because they're so popular, those types of people jump on the bandwagon and try and take over because they want the numbers.
And that's an issue of infiltration, isn't it?
It has been. I mean, it has been in the past. The RO decided at the last meeting that they're going to try and take some steps to oust and try and get rid of these people. At Bradford, which I find quite enlightening, was that some of the neo-Nazis were targeted by the police and asked to leave. But more on the occasion, our guys took it amongst themselves to dispense the guys out of the area. So that's something that's new, that's just starting to happen. So people are starting to realise that these people are trying to infiltrate.
And Jeff, if I may, I'm speaking from the chat room. There's a lot of chatter going on, and what you're discussing about infiltration ties in perfectly to a question that does come from the chat room. And that there was a statement in a newspaper not too long ago, and I don't know what this newspaper is. I don't know how reliable a source it is, but there was an issue about a Muslim woman, for example, who wanted to march in an EDL rally, and that she would be offered special dispensation. Now, I know that the English Defense League is all-inclusive and that the motto is not racist, not silent, not racist, not violent, just no longer silent. But being all-inclusive, how do you separate the wheat from the chaff? And I'm thinking in particular as an example that I want to bring up are the two Michaels that slaughtered Lee Rigby. These were born in England, and the other one came to England at a very, very, very young age. And you would think that one being born that he would be assimilated into a British society, but they became radicalized. How do we know if Muslims are also, if EDL is inclusive, which includes Muslims, how do we know who are the renegade Muslims as opposed to the good Muslims who follow the Quran and are ready to engage in jihad when called upon them to do so, and then they can turn around and bite the EDL.
I mean, how do you know? How do you know? Because their culture of dishonesty and deceit and the way they work,
deception.
You just cannot tell and you cannot trust. So I've never been invited to a mosque, but I tell you what, I've had several death threats this past few weeks, and they've all come from the Muslim community. So
the threats and intimidation sort of thing, isn't it, Tim? It's the norm.
I learned all I need to know about Muslim faith on 9/11, frankly. I don't need to know any more than that. And I've got a son who served in Afghan and has served in Iraq. And I can tell you as a parent, you dread the phone going when your son is in Afghan.
Yeah, that's understandable, you know. Because we, like, always in the, you know, in the show, we always talk, you know, just before it closed down, because we do know there are, some of them do listen to the show, believe it or not. Tim, I've been told that, we always give out, you know, our thoughts and our prayers go out to all the boys and girls, and allies out there.
Can I just come back on something Kel said?
Yes, certainly. Go ahead.
About she mentioned something about how do we know if we're being infiltrated. They stick out like a sore thumb, frankly, now. We don't have our own intelligence network of people's photographs and names and stuff. We know who they are. And if they show up at a demo and we don't want them, then steps are taken to have them ejected. But we can do no more than that.
Point.
Demo.
That's a good point. I was saying, Tim, would you like a break for maybe a couple of minutes or so, a few minutes, so you can maybe have a cup of tea.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because, you know, we like to, you know, give our guests a little break, because you have been answering quite a few questions, and it's nice just to have a quick drink of tea, and then we can continue. So are you all right with that, Tim?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I've got something. I'm going to play Dubliners. How about an England Scorn, Tim? How does that appeal to you?
That's fine, mate. I used to be in a band that supported the Dubliners many years ago. So
there you go. So it's funny, I must have read your mind then, Tim,
yeah?
Okay then. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go for a quick break. We're going to play An England Scorn by the Dubliners. So with that, here we go.
Sit there in your shirt and tie, boldly dictating a crooked smile while you fed us lies. You didn't trust your own persuading. You sought to slay and to keep at bay the few good men that warned. While the dawn is nigh, look to the sky, beware of an England scorned. Fall that I, the riddle I die, fall the riddle I. You were bought with coin and you played your part and you'll live to rue the day. You smite the ways of our hallowed land and ignore the plight of our people, while you grease the stranger's outstretched hand and shout that all are equal. There'll be bitter cries for your deeds and lies when Willard sounds the horn. And the Norns will glide through English sky and you'll reap an England scorned.
your pardon, you'll live through the day. To me, father, rather it'll I die. Hark to the sound it holds. When freedom cries, fill English skies, you'll wish you'd never been born. Your pardon, you'll live through the day. To me, father, rather it'll I die. Hark to the sound it holds. When freedom cries, fill English skies, you'll wish you'd never been born.
Dubliners and England scorned. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening tonight to Mr. Tim Ablett, the chairman of the EDL committee. I'd like to welcome you back, Tim, onto the show there. So let me bring you back in there.
Can I make my presence known?
Oh! Good grief. It's Mr. English.
And hi, Tommy. Did you log in as co-host?
Was you acting as co-host, Kel?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kel was the... Because she wasn't being here.
No, it's just that I lost everything. So I'm going to log out and let Tommy assume duties. But I have a lot of people in the chat room with questions and stuff. So, but I'll log out.
I was going to say...
Kel, do you want me to log out, and then I'll just log myself.
No, Tommy, I can still stay on the air. I can still stay on the air. I'll just log out, and I'll log back in as myself. Don't worry about it. Hang on.
There we go. I'm coming up big in a technical difficulty.
Good. Yeah. Let me bring back Tim. Welcome back there. Sorry if it was... A bit confused. There's a lot of things going on in the studio there. We got a very, very busy studio this evening. I think someone was holding just a minute ago, Tim. But thanks, Tim, for being here and answering quite a few questions tonight. And I hope you make it your place. I hope you come back more often, Tim. You know, if you need to be talking about the things what the EDL's doing or future demonstrations,
yeah,
whatever. It's always a pleasure to have people like yourself on this show. I'd like to do something. As I say, I've got to welcome Tommy, because I know he's working late tonight, Tim, so I was very surprised when I see him pop in. But welcome to Tommy to the show this evening. So we've got a very, very busy studio this evening. I was wondering, Tim, we've got one of our panellists, Cat Strangler 101. His name's Tim, but he said because of this, you know, there's a few Tims, he gets a bit confusing. We'll call him Cat.
I heard the conversation about cats, which is
But I was wondering, let me bring, because he's been sitting there quite patiently, and he's a great part of the team, Tim, and maybe I'll bring him on. Kat.
hi, Jeff. Hi there, Tim. Nice to meet you.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Listening to you with great interest there. I appreciate there's a lot of facets that need discussing concerning the way forward, which is why I haven't jumped in, because so many other people have got questions. I mean, I don't have specific questions or specific angles that I want to introduce into the conversation at the moment. It's good to be able to say hello to you and to put a voice to the name. But I'm very happy for the other people who have been in the chat room with specific questions to sort of feed them through to you in the way they have been doing. And obviously, if Jeff wants to bring me in for something specific to talk about, then I'm happy to discuss it. But I appreciate you've got a lot of people keen to ask you questions, and I know your time is limited, so I think probably at this point it's probably best if I just say it's really good to meet you, and I hope I'll get the opportunity to talk to you again, and hand the microphone back to Jeff.
I think it would be a good idea to give regular updates in the period that between now and we make the decisions in January, so people sort of have some idea of what's going to happen in January, because I know already people are starting to email in with ideas and whatnot, and it's going to be a massive job to go through everything. But I think it's only fair if you can use this medium and also social media to give progress reports. I think that's a good idea.
Yes, indeed. I think this medium is one of the best opportunities that we have to get the message of the EDL out there. One thing I briefly ought to ask you, I suppose. I was actually approached by a news channel last week, ABC News America, just to gain. Sorry?
You too, did you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was asked to give my perspective, and I don't think I came across too badly. I mean, I haven't had any negative feedback from it, but it occurred to me that in a period of transition such as we're in now, it might be a good idea to have like a unified approach to media. When I was first approached, I did come back and I spoke to Jeff and said, is it okay if I speak to them? I said, I don't think I'm going to be giving away any trade secrets or telling them anything that isn't in the public domain, but nevertheless, because things do move fairly fast in any political circle, I suppose that's true, but with the EDL in particular, where there are changes being made, we don't want one side of the organisation not knowing what the other side's doing. So it occurred to me that one of the things it might be quite useful to do is to have like a central point for media to come to. I mean, you may well have that, and I don't know about it. Okay, but I did ask a question before I went online.
Yeah, we already have that. I mean, it usually goes to hell for any media requests, and that is a point of contact.
Well, that's absolutely fine. I mean, I was caught. Well, I won't say I was caught on the hop, but when I was asked the question, I thought I'd better just make sure that I'm not giving away anything important. And I don't think I actually said anything that was detrimental to the goals and aims of the EDL. But it's good that you have a central point there. And if I'm asked again, I'll go through that central point.
Yeah, I think people need to know that we need to be unified in the way that we present. So there's been odd occasions where people have been approached at a demo, so shall we say under the influence, and have made comments that we later have to disassociate ourselves with. Every demo we perform or present a press release, so it's controlled and considered responses to, you know, every area we go to, there's a reason for going to. It's not just picked up a mat and a donkey tail stuck in. It's considered and planned. In the past, it's been a bit reactionary. And to a certain extent, we've got to be reactionary. But the amount of demos that people have been going to in the past year and a half, it's too much. People haven't got the money. So we've got to be more considered in what we target. For instance, Slough is presenting some problems, so that may well get a national next year because the problems there are immense. So going back to the same towns all the time may not be a good idea. And I said, things need to change. And, I mean, I live on the south coast, you know, the sunny, rich God's waiting room. But trust me, they're here. They're here and they've got problems. And the only reason they haven't moved in en masse to where I live is because of the property prices. But as soon as I get into an area, the property price dives. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of pounds where I live. So, you know, everybody thinks everything happens up north. Trust me, it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. One of the reasons we go into Exeter is because of the issue of FGM, and the university there has a large Islamic group, which if you look into the details of lots of commentators, Islamic commentators that you see paraded in front of Sky and BBC, guess where they got their degree from? They got it in Exeter. So coupled with the attacks on soldiers in Exeter is the reason we're going. But the main issue is FGM, which I think is going to be the next big issue in our thinking. I don't think we've even scratched the surface of that yet.
No.
So, you know.
I was going to say, Tim, we have an RO, Stephen, who's been sitting there quietly, and I was wondering if I could bring Stephen in on the conversation that we're having. So are you right to take this call then, Tim?
Yeah, no worries.
Okay then. Yeah, Stephen, you're live on the East Anglians EDL radio show. Go ahead, brother.
Good evening.
Hello,
good evening.
Mate, all right.
You all right, Tim?
How are you?
Yeah, just here to give you a bit of backup, mate.
You're all right, Steve.
Yeah, no problem.
Recognise your voice anywhere, mate. You can't hide. And I do hope you're not, I do hope you're not doing what you said you were doing in the Skype, because I cannot go to sleep with that view on my head tonight. Trust me.
but was there anything that you wanted to ask him? You seem like you know each other quite well anyway.
Very.
But was there anything you wanted to highlight, Steve?
Basically, I'm one of the ROs in the Midlands. I'm also part of the security team. If people out there want to be part of the stewards, the up-and-coming demos, can they get in touch with the .org site?
Yeah, I'll pick up on that. What Steve's alluding to is we made a decision at the last RO meeting is to look at the stewards. My idea is to be got registered door people who can train in the security team, who are good lads and are good trainers. What we're going to do in the very near future is issue an invitation to people who want to be trained as to be a steward, because one of my biggest gripes in the demo is watching drunk stewards carrying cans of drink alongside escorting a demo. Now, what sort of presentation does that sort of give out? So the idea is we're going to try and fund a course for everybody who wants to be interested, and Steve is part of that team. He'll be running that course, just to bring you up to sort of speed on that.
Oh, thanks for the update and on that. So
That's important information there. So thanks for that, Tim, for enlightening us all of that decision. Thank you very much, and for our listeners as well. So we've got some very interesting times coming up, haven't we? So especially Exeter this weekend, guys. Well, the papers have been written quite a few things about it. I had a couple of links, two or three links that was posted earlier. But I think it would be. I think it's going to be a really good one, Tim. What would you think?
I was a bit worried about the timing and the numbers, but looking at what people have said and looking from how far people are going from, numbers might be down, but I've got no problems with it at all. I think it'll be quite successful, and if the foot soldiers do their usual thing and behave themselves, it'd be a good day out. I've been involved with PLO, or police liaison on it. They're not worried about our guys one little bit. There are specific threats regarding the other side, but I'm confident they'll have plans in place to deal with them. So Exeter's a nice place, bit of a way to go, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Bradford was difficult because it was 4 days after or 5 days after Tommy and Kev left. To be quite honest, it was a mess in terms of having to pick everything up and get everything finalised and stuff. So I was pleased with the way Bradford went and the support it got, as always, up there. So, you know, we're moving in a direction. There'll always be people who view Tommy and Kev as on a pedestal, and I've seen so many people say, oh, I'm leaving because Tommy's left. Get a grip. We're not in this hero worship. We're in here for the long-term fight. So I get a bit irritated when I see things like that. And I know the other ROs get irritated with it as well.
Yeah, it gets very annoying, doesn't it, Tim, when they keep on about the same thing. I was just trying to enlighten people. Guys, if you want to call in, the BTMR number to call in is 050, okay? Because there was a little bit confusion about the BTMR number. I've just managed to I've got in touch with Tommy and he's just given me the BTMR number. So if you want to call in, guys, it's BTR 050. So I thought I had to do it because I was looking, I was waiting to get it. I said to Ivan, Tim, I'll try to get it ASAP, but Tommy wasn't about, and me and Kel was in a bit of a flounder over it, what to do, because we couldn't find the BTR number. Like, sometimes it gives you a little number, but we couldn't find it. But anyway, we've put it out there, so there's still plenty of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've still got about 35 minutes, 34 minutes of the show remaining. So if you would like to call in, and Tim, you okay for the call?
Yeah,
I know you've been a busy man.
Another 15 minutes if we can. Is that
okay, buddy? Yeah. So so if anybody wants to call, please do. As I say, the BTR number is BTR 050. I think that's right. But Tim, once again, I've got to thank you for being here tonight. It's been absolutely fascinating so far. We've been very busy, as we knew we were. I think you knew that we'd be busy, Tim.
Because
everybody was, you know, been talking about way we're moving forward and that. And I think what you've done is put a lot of things to rest this evening, to know that, you know, there's going to be a meeting and people can, you know, get in touch with their ROs if there's things that they want to put towards the committee. You know, as you say,
it makes sense, though, really, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Why haven't we done it before? Well, circumstances, but now that system is now in operation. So
you can
talk to your admins who feed it up through the chain. You can talk to your ROs direct. You can even talk to me direct. I don't mind. That's fine. If you've got a problem, just bypass the lot. But it will still go through the same process of discussion and agreeance in this sort of management committee.
Yeah, I was going to be. I hope you don't mind me asking you, Tim. I mean, you highlighted it a little while ago that over the last few weeks you've had death threats. Have you found that this has become a little bit more frequent since your position, like as a chairman, even though it's a.
No, it's always been It's just because my name is now more prominent. I mean, I tended to be in the background. I'm a background boy doing the administration and crap like that. But now the name is out there. They haven't got a good picture of me yet. I noticed the one you used was the one that the left nicked off my Facebook page. So thanks for that.
No problem, Tim.
There are specific threats, and I've had specific threats in the past, and I've got security system where I live. So, you know, it's part and parcel, but it's no different to all the other ROs now because they've all stepped up. I told them the other day at the meeting, you're all in the limelight now. You're all Tommy. So make sure your security is back up.
I think that's right. I mean, our listeners out there, they've got to realise that that being in highlight, doing what we do, because of this so-called let's highlight religion of peace, they call themselves, biggest joke going, because of fear and intimidation, because we speak out against this cult, I got to speak because that's the way I look at it, Tim. Everything I look towards Islam is a cultist ideology mentality. If you know what I mean. And I've got to speak the way I see it. I mean, I've been talking about Islam for 14 years now. My mate would tell you sitting in the chat room. I've been talking about this for many years. And it all stems down to, it comes down to a cult. You know, to sum it up, a cult. You know, if you leave it, they can, you know, under Sharia law, you become an apostate. And under the terms of Sharia law, be put to death over it, and that's what I'm saying. And you know, we've heard of cases of people have been hunted down and killed because they moved, they left Islam, and they want to even get away from religion, but because you're not allowed to, that is your fate. I say anybody that wants to become a Muslim, you just got to have their brains tested, Tim. Would you not say? It's just crazy. The more you look into it, it's more depraved. You know, the different things about it. It just becomes, what can you say? More deeper you dig into it,
I'm sorry to break in. I'm watching this feed. Going up on my screen, and there's a guy called, is it Remy Soldier?
Remy Soldier, yes.
Yeah, he's asked a couple of questions. One is, how do I feel about taking on the responsibility of the position I now find myself in? That's what I got to do. As simple as that. You know, I feel like, not born to it, but I've got to do it. And I do it to the best of my ability until the right people. I'm not a leader, and the idea of a committee is not from anybody to be the leader. We'd have to have spokesmen who are good with the press and good face-to-face TV, but that's not me. I'm a strategist and a numbers person. And he's also said, have I been approached by the police in any way, either bad or good experience? They've always been good experience. I've not had a bad experience in dealings with them yet. I've had one or two up north who've been downright dishonest, but usually they know by the way that we deal in a professional manner in arranging these demos. They know that we mean business, and we know what we're doing. So have I received any advice from police and warnings? Yes, I've had two Osmonds, one when my car was shot through front to back, and one recently. So there you go.
What, someone shot through the windscreen?
Back to front, outside.
I've got to put this out there. Ladies and gentlemen, because of being who we are, what we do, you know, this is the warning. This is a warning light to Tim. You know, we can do this. We've got firearms. We can do this. But you know, the way you look at it is, doesn't matter about you know, the fear of the intimidation is never going to win anything. We refuse. We will never ever surrender to these people who make threats on our lives. It makes us, Tim, does it make you more determined to carry on with what you're doing? Because you know
Yeah, that's true. But
you're forced to respond, aren't you? Because of what you say and what we say is the truth. They don't like the truth being out there.
No, exactly.
And that's all we've ever done.
Truth. I will only speak the truth. I mean, when they shot the car, I got two windscreens out of it. I'm quite happy because one of them got a scratch on it anyway. So, hey-ho. You know, done me a favour. But from that...
Well, that's a good way to put it, Tim.
There you go.
It's got to be spoken about because...
I live in an apartment.
I mean, what happened to, you know, with Kevin and Tommy, what happened to them with people trying to chase them down with guns and this, that and the other? Because...
It's not true. Yeah, it is. It's true. You know, I give credit for Tommy because every day he could have his head taken off from his shoulders. You know,
yeah,
that was
a bit on your toes,
isn't
it?
Didn't give
up on his. Yeah. Oh, you okay there, Tim?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
No, it's all right. Just there's a bit of a rattle on that side of things. But no, as I say, Tim, it is a call. Would you? I look at it this way. It feels like a calling that it's something that you need. This needs to be done. You know, we're here to do what we got to do. Many of us. I mean, you look at the determination when you're on demonstrations. You look around you. You know, it's like Kevin said that time. Feel the strength. You know, look around.
Yeah.
You know, and he was on the show and he said you feel humbled. You know, because
I've got the greatest of respect for everybody who turns up to a demo. The greatest of respect. You know, and this Remy soldier again, how does Tim's family feel about the situation? My parents are dead, and my sister lives in America. She worries about it, but, you know, that's how it is. So family's not really an issue to me. I'd still do it, even if they objected, so...
Yeah. No, it's... Yeah, as I say, it's like you're calling, Tim, isn't it? It's like most of us.
And that's the same for every RO, to be honest. Every of the ROs now is called to it. They're all passionate. They're all dedicated. You know, so trying to rebuild the trust of the ROs as well is another sort of thing we've got to do. But I think people are changed. Getting stuff up, I think that'll happen fairly soon.
Yeah, I think so, Tim. I've got great confidence in our RO committing that. I was going to say, Kel, are you there, Kel? You know, I'm not sure if I see she's alive, but I just wanted to. I needed to just screen a call. Somebody else wants to call in and speak to you, I think, Tim.
I'm not in the studio anymore. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering...
I'm no longer in the studio.
Oh, okay. It's just that I've got you still
on
the...
Yeah, Tommy signed in as co-host, and I was kicked from the studio. I'm just... I had to sign in as Red Fox Blogger again, and I'm just in the chat room.
Oh.
You're all alone, host. Yeah, you're the only one in the studio.
I just wanted to scream... I've got a couple of callers that I want to bring one in. It's Sir Bill William. I think you know this, Jen.
Yeah, I know Bill, yeah.
I'm going to bring him in to have a quick chat to you, and then in between you having a chat, I'm going to screen another gentleman. Okay there, Tim? Are you okay for a minute then, mate? So let's bring Bill in. Bill, welcome to the East Anglian Zeta Row Show. You've got the chairman, Mr. Tim Ablett, is a guest on the show. So, Bill, go ahead, brother.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, how are you doing, Bill?
Yeah, hiya, Tommy. I want to go on a couple of minutes. When I heard you had Tim on, I just wanted to phone in. I met you, Tim, at Bradford. Impressed by you, man. I'm just glad the way things are turning. I think we've got a chance now of actually getting more democracy into the unit and taking us forward.
Yeah,
I'm glad you stood up to that woman who was shouting out about groups that have left us. If they want to come back, we've got to follow the mantra. If they can't follow the mantra, they're not welcome. We don't want that just with us.
Yeah. It's good to meet you up there, Phil. Interesting day.
It was. Wasn't a bad turnout, really, was it, considering what happened just a week before?
No, I was quite impressed, really. I just hope what we've got planned works, and everybody becomes unified again. I don't think we'll ever go back to the good old days of thousands of coaches going all over the place, but I think the level we're at the moment is good.
The thing is, Tim, the difference can be felt. We are making a difference, and I don't think it's about numbers, it's about presence.
Yeah.
And if as long as we put the presence out there, like you say, more targeted perhaps than where it has been in the past, we can only go forward. Well, I hope so anyway, because I'm with us till the end.
Yeah.
So.
I think, you know, we've got a good chance now. We've got as much, you know, I hate to say it, but I think we've got a better chance now. I think it had become quite toxic, and it was the right decision that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Totally right, agree with you.
It's my personal opinion, but you know, some people might not agree with it, but we've got to get the systems in place, we've got to get the structure in place, because it's a street movement. Every street movement's got a structure, regardless of what you think. It's got a hierarchy. They're not democratic. I want to take this back to being democratic and put it back in the foot soldiers' hands. Can I just address one little issue? I get really, really, really irritated when people pick on Hal Gower. Hal is a PA. She's Tommy's PA. She's now mine. Hal has got no power, no decision-making responsibilities. She is a PA. And trust me when I say this, if it wasn't for Hal being in the background dealing with crap for 4 years, there would not be an EDL. So mark my words, I will support Hal all the way.
I think
you know, I know people don't like her, and a lot of people are left over her, but
is that you moving? I've got so many different callers coming. Is that you moving,
Jeff? It's you, man. You've just lost it.
I've just lost it.
Yeah, Jeff, you always lose it. You do. As soon as Tommy come in there, you lost it altogether. You went to pieces.
Oh, right.
Nice.
Oh,
well,
I don't know. Okay, if you could see the studio, you'd know what I mean. It's crazy, Bobby. It's crazy. Anyway, let's put you back on hold. I better take another call before we start wrapping it up. Okay, Bobby.
Sorry, I lost connection there for a second.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Tim.
I just lost my connection for a second. I'm back all right now. All I can say is if you've got any issues, anybody, and I want you to get this out as far as wide, I'm always contactable up until about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So you can get my number off the ROs. I've been around a long time in this organisation, so most people have got my number. If you want to talk direct, and if you've got any issues, I'll try and answer. I'm not going to trawl over the Tommy and Kev issue. I've got no need to, because this is an adorning for the EDL. If you've got a problem with Tommy or Kev, ring them yourselves, because I can't answer the questions about Tommy and Kev, because I'm not in their brains.
No. I think that, you know, that's got to be put out there, that I mean, what did we don't like to go over the ground that we talked about earlier, but what's in the past is in the past. It was a bombshell, and we've regrouped, and now we have, you know, we're structuralizing once again, and we are, you know, we're finding again, and we're moving forward. And that's why we got this this meeting that's coming up in January. So you know, what's gone before us has gone before us, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah. You know, we can't change the past. We can only change the future, and you know, we're going to bring people on board that will make the right decisions. You know, I can trust. I know people I can trust to make the right decisions, because at the end of the day, I'm not the person that's going to lead the EDL. I'm just the senior RO, if you like.
Yeah.
You need someone with a more bubbly, approachable. Personality, and people who know me know that I'm disabled. I'm wheelchair dependent, and you know, it's not always the right thing for me to do, to be heading up and shouting my mouth all over the press. So, you know, when someone comes
forward,
yeah,
it's understandable, Tim. You know, as you say, the EDL is a democracy, as you say.
Yeah.
I think that's the message that we put out there, that we are, you know, we've got our ROs, and there's no one leader as such. Everybody's a leader. You know, everybody associated plays their part, and I think that is a... That is such a positive message that all our listeners, people, you know, across the world that might listen to the show, I think we're giving them a really positive message. You know, being on the show and going in depth in some details that we've been discussing tonight, Tim, it is so important that we had you on the show this evening, so that we could, as you can see, I don't know if you can see it, but the studio is still lit up. It is, Tim, you know, everybody wanted to hear exactly how we was moving forward, and it was only right that you come on and share some of your views and that with the way that we're going to be doing things.
Yeah,
I hope you've enjoyed your experience so far being on the show, Tim, because it's been a pleasure having you here this evening. It really
has.
Very, very welcome. As I say, anytime, Tim, anytime, you know, you're in the company, there's things you want to get out there, this is your platform, which we've always said, this is the platform that we can, you know, get the message out there, and you know, we can start motivating people. You know, when we get the you know, the donation thing up and running, we can get people to donate, and that's what it's all about. It's just getting
we've got to raise money for the .org site, which is one of the most important parts of the EDL. It actually gets more hits than Facebook page. It costs money. I'm not making any appeals. Because I'm conscious of the historic issues in the past about people picking up about the donate button. But we need money. I put a plan in place for the merchandise, so that will sort of help. But at some point, I will put the donate button back online and then just make the appeals. The thing about the finances is, from now on, it's going to be open and transparent. We'll push down the funding arrangements down to, through the ROs, down to the admins, so everybody can see what's been coming in and what everything has been spent out, so, which is something that's not happened before.
I think it's a great way to do it. I know, because I spoke to Ivan and we had this discussion, and I think it's good to do it this way, so everything's out. Yeah, I mean, Tommy tried to do that. I mean, times he keeps saying, people saying this, and you know, but this time we can be, you know, we can clarify things. Look, this is what is going in. This is what we're doing to the .org. This is merging. And at least people can then see exactly what's going on, because none of us are in this to earn money, are we, Tim? Let's be honest. None of us are. Everything we do is off our own backs, and people seem to don't seem to realise that it's quite expensive. People travelling up and down the country going to demos, it all takes money, Tim, doesn't it?
We've
not been sponsored by the UAF, are sponsored by the government and people like that to send them here there. It's people, just working class people, isn't it, that's been doing this off their own backs.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the message I've always put out there.
I'm conscious of historics, and we'll deal with it in a professional and open and honest manner from now on. That's all I can say. That's all, I can guarantee that from my perspective, it'll all be above board. What I'm trying to do is put the systems in place so that whoever takes up the post of spokesperson, in inverted commas, because the committee will actually run the finances, it'll be transparent. So I'm conscious of your time. I've just Northern EDL, RNWI, welcome on demos. Yes, if they sign up to our mission statement. I am not having neo-Nazis on any EDL event.
No.
You're not an outcast Northern EDL, but neo-Nazis are not welcome.
Never.
No.
I think that's a good point, and we had one of those little scumbags, got called them what they are, Tim. One of them called in the other week, and I just, just muted them and kicked them. I just can't deal with they really make me angry, these people. We're going to rule the world, we're the supreme, that sort of, I think, are you having a laugh? Someone said that once before, and then they ended up being annihilated. It's pathetic, isn't it, these people, Tim? I can't make the mindset out of these people. I really can't.
I don't understand. I grew up at the end of the war. My father went into Belsen, and he was at Nuremberg giving evidence. So, my viewpoint is I will never, ever, ever stand next to a person like that. That's if
never.
I can stand. But you know what I mean.
Well, we fought Nazis, didn't we? And you got these little scumbags. We've had a couple of them, but, normally they don't get through the net, Tim, because I would not give them airtime. They don't deserve airtime, you know what I mean? But now and again, they say something, and you think, they sound okay, and when they come on, they start this white supremacist crap, which I just dealt with as we do. We deal with them in their own way, like I mute and boot them. It's what you do. But, Tim, I was going to say, I've got to thank you for your time tonight. I know there was a lot. In fact, I think we've just got, let's call it here. I think this is moving forward, if I remember right. He's an American guy. I just wanted to give you a bit of support there, Tim. Give us a bit of support. Let me just bring him on just for a quick quick chat. Is that you moving? Is that you moving forward?
Hey, it's me moving, and
an
awesome show.
Tim, I've got a little bit confused now because we've got so many people that was in the queue this evening that it's got a little bit confusing. But this is moving forward. He's one of our dear American friends who supports us. And moving, would you like to say a few words to Mr. Tim Ablett?
Don't get discouraged, my friend. You're doing an awesome job. And there's a guy named JJ on Conservative Junction Radio, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Yankee time in the States.
Yeah.
You may want to make a connection with him. I think you both have a lot in common.
Where is he based?
He's based in the U.S. On JJ on Conservative Junction Radio. Awesome guy. He's on Mountain Time, but he does his show 3 to 5 Eastern Time. And I think you both have a similar venue and a lot of things in common. So I would encourage you to, you know, have a chat with him.
Happy to talk to anybody. Happy to talk to anybody.
There you go. Anyway, I've got to thank Moving for him. Because Moving Forward, he's one of our regular call-ins, and it's always great to take his call. So thanks, Tim, for taking his call this evening. I say we are really running down close to the bar now, Tim. Yeah. I'd like to thank you for your time. I'd like to thank all the guests. There's a little bit of confusion. We had Tommy calling, and it threw Kel off of... of the studio as such, like, because she was being the co-host. But I've got to thank Kel for a great sterling job that she's done this evening. So we had a little bit of a mishap there, but hopefully everybody's enjoyed the show this evening. And Tim, I hope you're going to come back in the very near future, because you've been an absolutely fantastic guest this evening.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do that. That's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight you've been listening to God bless you, Tim. You've been listening to Mr. Tim Ablett, the chairman of the EDL committee. I've been discussing different things that we'll be doing in the near future. So with the meeting that's coming up in January. So stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned to us, and we'll let you know how things progress. And guess what? The EDL is moving forward, guys. It's still moving forward. We've got great people. It's everybody's. It's a democracy. We work as a great team. And what can I say? I'm so impressed with everybody. But as I say, I'm looking at the time. I'm really, really pushing now for me. Time, ladies and gentlemen. But I was just looking for that. Where's that thing? I can't find my closing tune for the evening. Where have I put it now? I'm just going to go down there. But guys, everybody that's listened to the show this evening, everybody that's been in the chat room, thank you all so much. And of course all of our great listening audience out there, we've had an absolutely fascinating night tonight with Mr. Tim Ablett on the show, taking questions and answers, and it's been absolutely fascinating. And so hopefully we'll have Tim back in the very near future. So I'm going to say thank you all so much for being here tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow is the eve of the Exeter demonstration. So we'll be buoyed up for tomorrow night because a lot of people will be on the road to Exeter for the following day. I might even be travelling overnight. You don't know. But anyway, good night, guys. Thank you all for being here tonight. Take care. Stay safe, and God bless you all. And with that, oh my God, I've lost the bloody song again. Where has it gone? Kel, I've lost that bloody song again. Just bear with me. Oh, there you go. Okay, we'll be back again tomorrow night. A little bit of confusion at the end. I do apologise about that. But these things happen when you're live. So good night. Take care. Stay safe. God bless you all. And not forgetting, no surrender. No surrender ever. The EDL is moving forward. Good night, guys. Good night, all.
attention to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through your facts. See, here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and not waste your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't care what the society wants. I'm going underground.
Go, and we are into the archive section of the show this evening. I think we've still got Steve. Steve, you're still there, aren't you, bruv? You still there, Steve?
Yes,
Kel, are you there? Oh, you are there, Steve.
I'd gone mute.
What you like, eh?
I
was thinking, oh my goodness me, something's gone wrong here. Houston, we have a problem. This is time where we just wind down a little bit, Steven, you know. I don't know if it's Kel. Are you there, Kel?
Yeah, I'm
there,
here.
Okay. We did tonight. We've had some confusion. Our Mr. English called in tonight, and it just threw. I didn't think he was going to do that, actually, and it just threw everything up in the air a little bit. But I think
it's not Tommy's fault. Don't worry. No, it's fine. It's not Tommy's fault. Poor Tommy. He did not realize that you had a co-host booked for tonight, and he thought that you were flying solo. So he was here to help you out. No, it's not Tommy's fault. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, Kel, I've got to thank you. And Steve, thanks for calling in tonight. It was great to have an RO calling in on the show as well as Tim as well. It was pretty great. I think we've had a good show tonight. It was getting confused because there were so many people in the called in, didn't they, Kel? It went crazy tonight. But... it proves how popular we are, you know, that people want to hear what's going on, don't they, Kel?
Well, yeah, they do. Of course they do.
Yep. Steve, how did you think the show went tonight? Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, it went well. I ain't been on for quite a while because of work and stuff, but, yeah, it went on pretty well. You've done a lot better than when it first started, yeah, 100%.
Do you remember when I first started?
Yeah.
Oh, it was... don't forget, I'd never done anything like that before. I'd never hosted a radio show. So it was all new ground to me. So, you know, and of course I picked up with Kel. Kel's, you know, we followed each other, and Kel became part of the great team of ours and that. And you just learn from one another as you go along, and it's how you... I don't like to put... You know, when I get... say when we have a guest on the show, I like them to feel comfortable. I think Tim knew he was going to have a busy night. I knew he was going to get some quite busy chat room, people calling in to ask him questions. And I think he presented himself very, very well. I was very impressed with... with what Tim had to say this evening.
Yeah. Are you still on the air now, are you, Jeff?
Sorry?
Are you still on the air now, are you, Jeff?
Am I what? Sorry?
Are you still on the air?
Yes. Yeah, we're in the archives now, Steve.
All right, so you can listen to it afterwards, on.
Yeah, no, we normally have a little archive session, you know, just after the live show. But for people like, you know, to listen in the archives a bit later on, and we normally just wind down a little bit, you know, and chat about the show that we had earlier and just things in general about the, well, because we got the demonstrations coming up this Saturday as well, which I think everybody gets a buzz from it, don't they, you know, the build up. I think my cousin's going, he's from the Bromley division, so I'm sure he's making a trek down there as well, so it should be pretty good. And I also like to stay in touch with, you know, with few people on the ground and see how things are going, engage, you know, sort of what the locals have been like, you know, because you do get a lot of support, don't you, from the, you know, the local people, and it's really good to see that, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, so always good to see good like-minded people standing next to you.
It certainly is, Steve. You know, as I say, I haven't been able to do, well, I've done too many demonstrations over the last few months, but because of me health issues. But when I have, I think one of the ones that stands out in my mind was Norwich, you know, and Chelmsford, and sometimes you go to different places, and it's the way the police treat you. Some places you go, like when you go to like places like Tower Hamlets and Walthamstow around there, it's a totally different scenario, isn't it, than say like I don't know if you was at Chelmsford, but Chelmsford and Norwich, even though Norwich was they tried to be a bit boisterous, but I think it was pretty good. I think both the demonstrations. But it was the determination with people, you know, we're here to speak out, because it was about the pastor, like, who had his stall closed down. Do you remember Norwich? That's the reason why we went there. And, you know, it was important I went there, to, you know, because, of, you know, it's not right. I mean, a Muslim didn't like this guy. He'd been put in that literature for many, many years. And no one had ever complained about it before. And then everybody's dropped. My goodness me, what's going on here? I'm the only one. Guys, I'm going to wrap the show, because I've got a few technical issues. I'd like to thank everybody who's taken part in the on the show this evening, the support that we've had for the show. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to play us out for this evening, and this, of course, is the extra demo with Mr. Martin Hyde, who we might have on the show in a few weeks' time. So with that, I'm going to say, I'm not forgetting, you know, I said earlier on, let's not forget all our boys and girls are soldiers serving over in Afghanistan, all our allies, whether it might be, we're thinking, you stay safe, guys. And with that, I'm going to see you again tomorrow. But this is my exit tune for my exit thing for this evening. This is the extra demo by Martin Eye. Good night, guys. No surrender.
If you are sick and tired of the growing threat of Muslim terrorism, our government's lack of action about the burqa, money being diverted in the NHS to treat cases of female genital mutilation, the media's covering up of cases of Muslim paedophile gangs, and our politicians' cowardice, half-truths and lies about all of these things, then come and have your voice heard in Exeter on Saturday, the 16th of November.
English Defence League is not about race, and it never was. It is about making Britain's politicians listen to the people who live in this country. And that is why they have tried to silence us. No matter who you are or where you are from, you will be made welcome. If you stand alone, you will be ignored. But together, we can make a difference.